As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hey, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm your host, Gregor, and he's been a managing editor here at Odyssey before. Now he just makes jokes on Twitter. He's selling houses from his house. He's Brandon from the internet. He does this for free.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Neither of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong and maybe even what we get right. Also, if you could tell a friend, write a review, or if you're listening to this on demand, you could do it on the Apple Podcasts or whatever. Listen from the Odyssey app. There you go. That's where I work. Or just holler at us with this episode's answer to this episode's question of the week. Are we doing that still?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't write one for this week, but I do have a question.
And it's okay. of this week.
Yeah, I have a question this week, and it's mostly. It's mostly just so I can talk. So I'm going to ask you a question, but it's really just so I can talk because I'm
okay. Great.
The selfish. I'm selfish. But I think it's a good question in general. Do you keep a journal?
Oh, not currently.
Okay.
I have a different version of that. I did the
death note. You write people's names in it, then they die.
I can hear, yeah, that's Billy Madison is what I was thinking, but I'm sorry, I'm looking it up, that's why I'm...
You have a live journal, the same one that you've used since the early 2000s?
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, it's, it used to be called like the five minute journal or something like that.
Yeah, I remember something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it changed shapes and everything, and it's now just called journal or whatever. And so I go through these phases where I write about stuff, and it asks you to like what you're grateful for, what you hope to accomplish in the day or stuff like that. And then you write in it at night to say how that went or whatever, maybe post a picture. And then, so yeah, you can get your thoughts out. I don't consistently enough do that, but I should, because I find it to be helpful. But instead I've just been writing awful, dark, super like concerning poetry in my notes app on my phone. So if anything were to ever happen to me, don't look at the notes app on my phone. Okay, just don't. It's not gonna be good unless you're starting a Norwegian black metal band, in which case it might be super dope.
Oh, see, I was gonna release a posthumous Gregor rap album using the lyrics from your notes.
Well, like I so badly want to figure out how to like home record music. Yeah. Like it's not that hard. I just don't know how to write drum beats. And I sometimes feel like people who don't know how to do it actually make kind of the most prolific stuff. Like take the White Stripes, for instance. I mean, no talent on the drums at all right there. No offense, Meg White, but it wasn't like she was a skilled drummer coming in, but she was awesome. And she like made that band or whatever. People were like mystified by her and everything. So yeah, if I could write drums and I could figure out how to do that in my house, or if I could collaborate with somebody, I think I really want to make like a real anger, like post punk, like anger band.
Just yell, like yelling over the music and the in the background. Hey.
For sure though, and like I can play guitar pretty good, and like I haven't played in a number of years, but like I'm not gonna perform it live or whatever, so I would like to just make, you know, there's like this back of my mind dream. I've made a few albums and stuff, and it's gone great, it's been fun, but in the back of my mind I have like this thing that like I'm like 40 something years old, and like I could like deliver this now like a semblance of my life and like all of the what I've become at this age and how like things worked out, and like it's gotten real dark and it's gotten real it's not like being 18 and being upset because your parents are such jerks or whatever, you're going to show them or whatever. Now it's like no, it life doesn't work out.
It's kind of
you don't get better just because you want to.
It's funny because you like listen to when we were younger, you would listen to like the pop punk and the emo, and you're like, yeah, this is fun angst. And then you listen to like, I don't know, like The National or like Brand New or Modest Mouse now, where you're like, oh, this is like this is less fun now. Like the music's good, but like I'm having less fun listening to it than I was when I was like moshing around talking about how much I hated the world. Now we're talking about hating the world, but we're like too old.
Yeah, I've reverted back to all the like the really like long form metal that I liked when I was younger, about 10 years ago and before. Like I've been listening to this band called Cult of Luna like a ton, and it's just like, buckle up, Buttercup, because they're not pulling any punches, and it's like long form, like symphonic death metal, and it's like I'm just like, and I'll just be driving, and it is far too loud, and like people like look over from their car next to me, and then they say me listen, and it's like the looks on their faces while I'm like lost in it is so awesome.
Just bebopping through the suburbs,
as I'm rocking the suburbs, but no, so yeah, I have journaled throughout my life here and there. I'm not consistent enough, and I've never felt any benefit from it. So like I try for like 2 weeks at a time, and I'm like I'm literally not getting anything out of this. And I think that there's like an honesty component to it where it's like if you can't really say the things you're thinking, then you can't ask yourself a question to find out what your answer is to it, then journaling is kind of just a surface behavior. So yeah, I guess some, but like my goal is to get away from thinking about the getting caught up in the loops of like people's, What do you say? Like when on like Twitter, people like all tweet about the same thing, and it's all the same. Like whether it's her emails or socialists or whatever. Like that all. Like, well, how do I actually feel about any of these issues instead of just picking a side and saying what they say? Like, where am I at?
I think people in general have a really hard time with like introspection and actually taking any sort of solitude and stepping back from things and being like, what do I actually think about that versus like, what's my guttural reaction to things? I think in general, across the spectrum of humanity, outside of very small sects of monks and people who like make that a practice, have a really difficult time doing that.
I'm trying to teach my kid that. Like, I'm trying to teach him that you have to use reason.
Yeah.
That you can't just be steered around by your emotions, that you have to like, you can't just be like, oh, that truck's being towed because I'm sure they did something stupid because they're a redneck or whatever. It's like, that's like so unfounded and just bringing so much bias into it.
Yeah.
So
it's I ask like him questions so much, about like,
like, why do you think that truck's being towed? And then he'll say, well, maybe it blew up. And I'm like, maybe. Rather than saying yes or confirming anything until you, like, know the facts.
Because they're an a-hole. Yeah. I mean, it's
I'm like, yeah,
it's
kid like listens. Yeah, good for you.
It's like self-control, or like the concept of like stoicism and things like that are.
Oh, man, but the Stoics are crazy. Like, I like follow /r/ stoicism on Reddit. And like the people on there make me, it's like so like, I don't know how to describe it, and I guess I haven't spent enough time thinking about how it actually makes me feel, but it's like a lot of like it's a lot of like, well, so and so. It feels very cultish.
Mm-hmm.
Like these people are all worshiping at the altar of these dead icons. Where the message though is the right one. It's just coming together to share about it feels very in the face of the thing that you're trying to do. But also you're trying to help one another. And so it just feels very like the same reason that like going to church feels weird to me. It seems very churchy in a different way.
It's I think just people have a hard time again, like being honest both with themselves, and it's easier to like latch on to. This is none of the reason why I asked the journaling question, by the way. But like people,
whatever,
latch,
this is covered. This is it.
Yeah, people latch on to the concept of something rather than like the thing that they actually think about it, or like the way that they actually feel about it. So like, yeah, I mean, even with something like our stoicism, right, or whatever the subreddit is, it's like people are now latching on to the idea of stoicism rather than the practice of it.
It's worth checking out. It's like
idolizing it, right? Rather than just like practicing it. The reason,
but also like the quotes that people provide that are like legit. They like the ideas behind it are. It's like, I can't quote to you. I can't retain knowledge that way. But the whole notion of like the only thing that's controlling you, or the only thing you control, is the way you react. Is like so powerful. So if someone's like, you know, I'm gonna fight you, and you're like, no, rather than being like, oh yeah, like you have that choice when you're faced with it, and like you have to cut through the adrenaline and you have to cut through the factors of it. And if you're in control of yourself and you can make a decision for what you want, then the decision, whatever decision that is that you make, is more true to yourself, and you walk away with less residual consequence that you hold on to mentally. It's just, there's like a bunch of like benefit to like understanding that. It's just really hard to practice without finding yourself in fist fights that you're making choices from or whatever. So how about you, Brandon? Do you journal?
Well, Greg, I'm glad you asked. No, actually, one thing, I didn't even think about this before I asked you the question, but you, when you found out that my wife was pregnant, you told me to journal, I think, ahead of my kid being born, just to like write, or maybe it was before I got married. One of those things. You told me to like write down some stuff ahead of a life-changing event that I've like, I actually took that to heart and did a little bit of that. So you at one point, even though you don't journal that much, you apparently evangelize it. The other reason I asked is because you and I have been pretty honest, at least with this listener community, about our different mental health struggles. And the other day I was in therapy, and I've been, for the last few years, have been like trying to get really good at making bread.
Man, your pictures really deliver. It looks like you have achieved that.
Well, I saw a meme that was basically like, only depressed people get really into making bread. And then I was like, nah, like no way. Like I really enjoy it. I like the practice of it. I like honing in a skill like that. I've always liked cooking, and even though this is technically baking, but whatever.
Can I share something that I think about that you said to me forever ago?
Yeah.
We were talking about people who annoy you. We were talking about that, and you were like, I wipe the counters down constantly because I worked in a kitchen and you have to have clean counters there when you're cooking. And I always wipe my counters down. And I look at my counters and I'm like, Brandon would first crap his pants and then have a heart attack because it's so gross what I do here. So gross. And then when I do wipe it down, I'm like, I did the right thing for Brandon. So anyway.
Yeah, well, that's good. My wife got really upset with me about how much flour is all over our house right now. So I wish I was apparently evangelizing something that I don't do. So, but I was
messed up, dude. This is messed up.
So I started keeping a bread journal, which is basically,
now you're talking.
Yeah. So you know, my friend, he encouraged me to. He also makes bread, and he encouraged me to like keep a journal. And he's not depressed, but so. Uh-huh. Take that, meme. he encouraged me, like, hey, take notes of like what time of the day you started it, what was the temperature, outdoor temperature, indoor temperature, humidity, like what was the temperature of the water, you know, what types of flour are you using, all that, like blah blah blah, where like take notes of like what the experience was like while you were doing it, all that. And I must say, I was sitting there like recounting this to my therapist the other day, and then like just the more I said it, like the more I went into detail about all of the bread, I was like, oh my god, I like, yeah, depressed people make bread. Like, this is like, by the end of it, I was like, oh, I see the look on her face. Yeah.
What was it, boredom? Was yeah. she bored? Is that what it was?
It was like, she was like, I need therapy. And some of that
bread. She's the lady that talks to Tony Soprano, and then she goes to her own therapist. Yeah. Oh my god, I talked to this guy, and all he talks about is bread. It is so boring, but he pays me, so I have to sit there. Ah. He's so depressed.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, it's probably the worst. I just feel like I needed to admit it here, because it's like one of those things where my wife is like, dude, are you serious with this? I'm like, yeah, I know. And like,
well, just wait till he tries to open a bakery, and then we'll know.
I have a really difficult time like doing anything just as a hobby. Like anything that I start doing, I feel like I have to turn into a profession. And so something like I make a few loaves of bread, and I'm like, oh man, if I go at this for 3 more years, then I could open a bakery and start making. And I'm like, no. Like, stop making
just
bread.
Sell houses.
Now. Yeah.
Sell more houses. Make less bread.
Yeah.
Which ironically will make you more bread. But yeah. Anyway.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I feel like this could make your ad life a lot better. Amazon and Peacock both are well down the road of using artificial intelligence and CGI to identify ad spaces or to create them with the content that they're making and streaming shows and then generate custom ads and messaging into the already finished programs. So here's how you have evergreen ads without having to like charge your customers more. And that's not terrible, as far as I'm concerned. You know, you always see when the Coca-Cola logo shows up in a show and someone takes a sip, you're like, all right, that's ad placement, because no one ever does it naturally without like a certain amount of the screen being taken up for the logo as agreed upon by the terms of the contract or whatever, right? But if you could like software keyframe track movement and then put a logo in, imagine if you filmed a character just taking a sip from a cup, then on the cup they could use your personal ad preference info to make it a brand of beer that you like or a Starbucks or whatever it is that you consume on that cup. I'm just glad that the erectile dysfunction companies will be able to ruin a TV show in the background, like on a billboard or something like that. Like, and then what if you went back and you were like something classic like The Matrix, and instead of just like a blank red pill in Morpheus's hand, it said Cialis on it, and then when Neo wakes up, he's like,
it's just a young Sheldon. No, don't eat that.
I feel like this is a potentially really cool thing, but then also like you're watching, you know, a show on Amazon, Miss Maisel, with your girlfriend or whatever, and it starts showing ads for the Shane Company, and then you're like, well, I wasn't looking at the Shane, and then like, she's like, oh, is he going to propose or whatever? And then like, one of you has definitely clicked on an ad somewhere and that's what happened. Or let's say you're looking for something weird, like something bigger for your butt. And like that starts showing up in the background of shows that you're watching. And like, but like the potential is awesome, because what if we were both watching the same show and on that, like they showed, you know, yeast company that Brandon uses in the background, right? And he's like, yeah. And for me, it shows like... hiking shoes for my complaining about hiking or whatever,
yeah, one
you know,
time
that
you
I'm
hiking,
into.
Yeah.
I go once a year.
No, it's like it is true though. Like you Google one thing, right? Obviously. Yeah. And like, this is how cookies and the data that you allow all of these websites to take is like, that's how Instagram, you know, they're not listening. They're taking your, I mean, maybe they are, who knows, but like,
yeah, I mean, they're definitely listening.
They for sure are, but like they're taking information that you're like already, like my mother-in-law just thinks that the everything is listening. And I've never even Googled or even thought about this thing and Instagram advertised it to me. I'm like, well, your actions, all of the things you've done, your behaviors, yeah, have led to, like, you're just fit, like the targeting in these things is so much better now. And I'm just curious, like, I mean, I get like the keyframing and all of that, but all I can picture is kind of like the Sprite logo hovering but not quite moving with the glass as they take a drink of it, like, and then at the end of it they just go and but so now you have to build into that character that they really like Sprite, even though like it is not at all instrumental to the storyline.
So then it becomes a, like, first of all, to your mother-in-law's experience, the artificial intelligence is getting so good at sampling what everybody... So everyone that likes this product, who votes this way, who gets on Facebook at this time, who, and then you start doing that enough times, it can start to figure out they're going to like
it's predictive.
This ad, yeah, for this. That, yeah, and the predictive nature of it, as it knows more about you and everyone around you and then everyone as a whole, it can do a better job of serving you things that it knows it can manipulate you with. It's not about you finding products that you like, it's about how they can steer you around, which is how the Russians do so well against us.
I would take this. I mean, look, you're not going to avoid personalized targeting ads unless you completely remove yourself from the internet. That's just like, I've resigned myself to the fact that it's like, it does not matter how much, like, what are they going to do with the data? Like, whatever. Like my mother, like, don't do the 23andMe because the Chinese will get your data. I'm like, I don't care if they have my data. Like, whatever.
I have looked at so much TikTok, lady. Yeah. It doesn't matter. They know that I like nipples poking through shirts. That's just a thing, and like, just move on.
Man, I can't wait till they put that on a cup that somebody's drinking out of in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. This idea that all of this data is already out there, whatever, they're going to do with it what you will. I will take these like superimposed logos or brands or whatever it is in these shows if it's natural and you don't have to give me a 30-second ad break in the middle of the show at a weird spot. Like in a show that like maybe didn't have ads because it was a direct-to-streaming thing, but then you watch it on Hulu and then all of a sudden it's like a really random spot in the middle of a scene where an advertisement pops up.
We have Sesame Street on sometimes. We don't have a lot of TV going on in our house, but like we've had a sick kid all weekend, and so you got some Sesame Street going, and like the whoever's running the HBO, Paramount, Cartoon Network empire that's just cutting everything down and merging it all together and ruining it, they like got rid of like a ton of the Sesame Street's on HBO Max, and so it's like we try to watch the older stuff that's less high-paced, and like just you're just trying to control a five-year-old from being a psycho. And like I think a lot of parents don't realize how flashing imagery and sugar drinks combined make your life suck more, regardless if it's good for the kid or not, which it's not. Like the kids getting hopped up on flashing images and drinking Mountain Dew is a net negative for you, not because I don't love Mountain Dew, because I obviously do the Dew, but like a five-year-old on it is a disaster. And I see kids drinking soda and stuff like that. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you like, do you not value your own sanity, you idiots? Anyway, so we've switched over to YouTube watching these things, and it'll be like Elmo's in the middle of telling you something important about how to be a good friend, and then it'll be like, hey, are you ready to work out and get fit? And I'm like, where did this come from?
And
it's just like, yeah, it's like, Elmo's got it sweet for you. No, I'm just at Cialis. No, it's like, it's crazy. And then it gets right back into this emotional moment. My kid just doesn't even care. He's just like,
I was just part. I mean, it's like, just, it's going to be.
He doesn't know any better.
You and I were raised with TV that had advertisements that you expected it. And then we got accustomed to things without advertisements or finding different ways to block or avoid advertisements. And then now it's just going to go right back to it because like it's just going to be this like ebb and flow of like ads realize they're getting phased out. And so they're going to have to come back in and find a way to cut through it. And like the only like natural conclusion is to be natively ingrained with the things that you're already doing. Like the natively ingrained with the show, because they like, it's going to be more annoying to you to see the advertisement come in and break up your Elmo moment. Elmo gets rather than just finding a way to naturally like advertise throughout the show. Like right now I bought a I won't go into the specifics of the brands and whatnot, but like I bought a tablet that we just use for like one thing in our house. It's like to control a camera and like some other like smart devices in our house, right? Like that's all the tablet is for. It's a glorified like home security system. Yeah. Every time you go to the unlock screen to unlock it, there's an ad on the home screen. Like not something that you can avoid. It's just always like there's just a different ad every time that they're serving up.
What? Like why? Like,
and it's
what?
Like
what
it's
is
like
that?
You bought the device for a purpose, and yet you're being like, and I've read that
it's not truly yours.
And Samsung and all of these things, like all of these other companies are gonna come to this point where it's like, look at this home screen that is only being used for your notifications and a picture of your wife and kid is going to all of a sudden be taken over by like Angry Birds 69 or whatever the newest like, you know, game is.
Just shooting birds. Never mind. I'm not even going to do that. I'm not even going to go there.
With a surprise appearance by Elmo. Weird.
So wait, hold on. So I'm not supposed to just have a picture of my cat on my home screen? Like I'm supposed to, you can't see it very well, but
oh, you haven't even done have a picture the update of my wife and where kids. You can customize the home screen and the...
If I'm being honest, and this isn't joking, I'm like too dysfunctional right now. I can't even like bring myself to update my phone. I just... Life is bleak. It's
Now,
the thing about the placed advertisements and them slipping them in is that it's only going to be a few minutes before someone comes up with the anti that, and they find out where those things are being slipped in, and then they just black them out for you. They just match the background color, and we'll just have an ad blocker for inserted content, and it'll just be a never-ending tug of war between the two. So I don't watch YouTube on my phone at all because there's no ad blocker on there. I get annoyed like right away if I have to watch 9 seconds of a commercial for something that's like, especially if it's like of a tone that is, it's one thing to try and sell me a product like double mint gum with a freaking jingle or whatever, but it's another thing when it's like ideological and I'm like, why are these companies letting this type of messaging happen where you're selling manipulation on a ideological level, because all of the ads are psychologically manipulating, right? It's the crazy ads that are running during baseball right now, or I won't get into it because it's not worth it. It's just, let me just change the subject real quick with just a totally crazy headline that I saw today. All right, this is just gonna leave this here and then we can move on. I was too afraid to even click through because I don't want the ads generated on our on our Hulu tonight or whatever to show up with this, but personal lubricant made from cow mucus may protect against HIV.
You're kind of screwed if you get mad cow disease, but on the other hand,
screwed is the, like, how the f- did you find this out, you weirdo? Like,
going to my brother, our correspondent in Enumclaw, Washington.
Like, I've been having the cow for the last 5 months, I still have no HIV. My research shall continue for science. I want to click through, but again, like, it seems not smart to. I'll read what the thing says. I know I said I was going to leave it there, but this is from New Scientist. Okay, a lubricant derived from the mucus of cow salivary glands.
Wait, is it? It's newscientist.com. Like, that's the website.
Yeah,
like this scientist is, I'm sure it's like a whatever, but like this scientist is like hanging out with his buddies and they're like, so, hey, what do you do, man? Like, you like a scientist? He's like, nah, I'm a new scientist. They're like,
oh,
really?
I think it's actually
like,
nude scientist in this case. So it's just the guy with his dong hanging out and a cow nearby. Listen, I don't think we can use any of this. I don't think we can use any of this story. I think it's too... Welcome to the Odyssey app, everybody. This is something else. A lubricant derived from cow mucus salivary glands has shown promise at preventing human immunodeficiency virus, which is HIV, and a herpes virus from infecting healthy human cells. Mucus is a protective gel that lubricates... Okay, I can't.
I don't know
how we got there. Someone's like, I know what type of music to mucus to use. We got a cow mucus. Like, is this after like? Is there like some creepy scientist that goes to parties trying to convince ladies like, listen, I need some of your mucus and I need it to protect me from HIV. I'll show you where to put it.
Look. I have HIV, but don't worry, I have a solution. We can still get it on. There's
here,
a catch. I'm a new scientist, trust me.
The Alcor Life Extension Foundation has thrown the bodies and heads, which is not the
that's not all part of the same thing,
of 199 humans. Why do you have to specify both? Anyway, would you be throwing just the bodies in at some point?
No. The heads are with it. The heads are included. Yeah, okay. It's like, we're throwing the bodies and the heads, like, at the same time, right? At the same time, right?
No one questions about the arms or the, like, the genitals.
If you had just said bodies, we would have, like... assumed...
No problem.
That it was with the heads. Yeah. The fact that you specified the heads...
With heads! No, with the heads!
Yeah.
Anyway, they're throwing bodies and heads into liquid nitrogen-filled tanks and freezing them to the point of storage. They say that our patients aren't dead, okay? They're just freezing bodies for reanimation. But when you say they aren't dead, but they're frozen in liquid nitrogen, they are dead.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, it happens in Arizona, so that should help you make a lot more sense of it. It's pretty extreme measures to just beat the heat. Like, AC's not enough? Hop into the liquid hydrogen thing.
Don't worry.
We might someday be able to bring you back.
Yeah. You won't be dead. You'll be dead, but, like, you won't be dead. You'll be dead. I'm a new scientist. Trust me.
Well, you definitely have a death certificate, but it's not real. You're not really dead.
Cool. So liquid nitrogen, cool, like frozen in that. Can you freeze me some cow mucus, though?
I don't want none of that AIDS while I'm in there, all right? What's happening is that people that are terminally ill with like cancer or ALS or whatever, they're hoping that cures will be found. Oh, and that they'll figure out how to reanimate bodies frozen in liquid nitrogen.
Yeah.
Now, but the big problem is like this company takes your money, puts you into this tank or whatever, and then you die, and you're hoping that you're going to come back. But like only 1 in 5 businesses survives or something like that. So like, what if in 30 years or like what if in 5 years they run out of funding and then they just have all these corpses and these, like, what do you do then? Just like back up the waste management truck and toss the tanks in, and then like some guy's digging through the trash and he's like, hey, what's this?
Oh,
where's the head? It clearly says with heads on it,
dude. Okay, so I heard about this story a little bit earlier this week, and there's so many things that I have questioned. Like, so these people who are terminally ill are asking this company to preserve their bodies until, first of all, how pissed would you be if you're like, okay, I have HIV or like just I have some sort of rare cancer. They don't have a cure for
ALS.
I have ALS, right? Like, they don't have a cure for it. I hope that someday they do. I want my body frozen so that when they reanimate me, I can have the cure and I'll be able to live out the rest of my natural life or whatever. How pissed would you be if like they woke you up and they're like, hey, we have the cure for ALS. And you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they just discovered the cure for ALS. And they're like, no. Cure was like 80 years ago. We just figured out how to reanimate you.
Like, oh, wait, he's white. Never mind. Those guys don't get reanimated. Like, ah!
Yeah.
After hundreds of years of being the worst.
Yeah. So, first of all, like, that would be a thing. And then second of all, like, so this company, like, are these people like technically alive when they're going into the these chambers?
They're given a death certificate.
They've already died. You have to, okay. Because I was thinking, like, are they being put in here and like this company is just straight up killing 199 people and putting them into this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the company does it. We'd have to look more into it. But it's, to me, what it sounds like is a fancy way of letting people have assisted suicide in a state where it's not legal, despite the fact that, give me my freedoms or whatever, like it's, that's kind of what it feels. Also, a bunch of pets have been taken for this very purpose. Cause I want Chowder back, which I definitely do, but too late, bro. She's dust. And, well, that would have been cool at the time.
Yeah. The other thing I heard about this story, and I don't know if it was this company specifically or what, but so there's a famous ex-baseball player, or he was in his 80s when he passed away, Ted Williams, and he was a believer that he'd be able to be cryogenically frozen and then reanimated down the years and whenever he was able to recover from whatever disease it was, and they found out that new scientists at this company were using his head, and this is maybe why they specified, using his head to play baseball in the warehouse in which these bodies are stored. So,
I don't even know what to do. Like, is he like now the T-1000 and you hit his head, it shatters everywhere and it melts and comes back together and
They wake him up, he's like, oh, my head.
my headache. Wah, wah.
It seems like a bad idea altogether. It just seems like a bad
idea. You know what we're not doing, Brandon? It was so popular last week. At the end of the show, we're going to come back around and we're going to do this. I want to know, I like loved the idea and it sounded great and we got some good feedback on it from the millions of people that listen to this, about tattoo ideas for each of these stories or whatever. Question of the week, right? Like, we're gonna have to come back, and it's obviously Ted Williams' head being pitched four-seam fastball.
It's headless Ted Williams pitching his head as a four-seam fastball.
And since it's Halloween season, we'll have a jack-o'-lantern on top. So.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
yeah. I am not getting a cow mucus tattoo. Full stop.
Cow's like slimy mouth. That's what you're getting. Like.
It's that emoji, the drooling emoji that everybody uses for like horny people, but it's just a cow's face instead.
That horny cow face. That's great.
Hey, when are they gonna come out with that horny cow face emoji? Oh, I bet you they, you know how like they came out with like on iPhone, like you can do the emojis of different emojis. Yeah. Doing like maybe you can do the horny cow.
Yeah, you use like the turd or something like that. Yeah, and then it's like there's a dragon in there.
Yeah.
Which one do you use if you were going to use one of those? Which one would you use?
Well, I think that there's a cow one, and so now I'm definitely going to try to recreate the horny cow one.
Yeah, yeah. Let's please do that. Hold on, I'm going to try and text you and see what happens because if that exists, then.
Yeah, okay, then we Brandon, have to do it. And then okay, where do I go? The memojis.
Wait, I don't want.
There's a cow one.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's the cow. I'm with you.
I don't see the cow drooling, unfortunately.
Wait, how do I? Oh wow, it's talking. Hi. I don't know how to get to the thing that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, nope. Aww. But I'm having fun with this. Oh, there's an octopus.
Here's Ted Williams' head.
Oh, I'm hit by a baseball bat out here.
I can't
home run.
I can get a crying cow. I can get a lot of emojis recreated with this cow's face, but I unfortunately can't get horny cow. There's
no, I'm just playing on
it's like what's that there's a company that makes ice cream, I think, that's like low calorie ice cream called Skinny Cow.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for horny cow now. that's the lube company. There you go.
Oh, I'm making faces like a kitty cat. Meow,
this
meow,
is
meow.
Great radio.
I don't give a crap. All right. Oh, I didn't blank it out. Dang it, Brandon. Close your eyes. Don't read this next one, okay? You could like just scroll away, actually.
Oh, okay. I don't have to close my eyes. Okay.
Some nerd at auction paid an obscene amount to buy an unopened original iPhone from back in 2007, like the first generation. And I got to be honest with you, when I first saw the headline at Gizmodo.com, I thought it seemed very low. Have you seen the number already?
Of how much they paid for the phone?
Yeah. At auction.
For like an original iPhone?
Yeah. So you didn't see the amount?
No.
Okay, good. So what do you think, like, you know, people spend $9 million on an unopened Super Mario Bros. Or whatever, you know, that was in a drawer from... someone bought it for their kid at Christmas and then forgot to give it to them or whatever. What do you think the original iPhone from 2007 went for at auction?
Well, I remember that time you brought a story to me about how somebody had bought an entire T-Rex skeleton and it was for like way less money than I thought it should have been for. It was for like
$750,000. I think it was $4 million, but you're like, $4 million? It should be $400 million.
Yeah, you'd think like an entire dinosaur skeleton for $4 million. So it can't even be like an unopened iPhone from 2007. Can't be anywhere near that. $200,000.
$39,000 someone's paid for an unopened original iPhone.
What do you do with that? Like, what do you do with this thing? Like, I mean, even, like, it does. That's not very much money. I obviously guess higher, but it also seems like way too much money.
And that's just it, is it's not the right amount for it to matter. It's like,
right.
Like, you could buy a fully loaded Subaru Outback for that, or you could get an iPhone in a box that's never been opened, and it, like, I don't even think that, like, what did we have back then? 3G or something like that? Or were they even using 3G back then? Like, it wouldn't even operate today.
Yeah, I don't even think, like, just regular old, like, LTE cell phone. Like, you were talking to your friends on your 2007 iPhone, and your friends were on, like, whatever was before the Razr. Like, the original Motorola Razr. So, like, these were on... We are not the same. Like, I remember having a Nokia, you know, little play in the brick buster on my little phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, my friend was, like, looking at the internet very, very slowly in junior high.
But it seemed like at the speed of light, right? It
at
was
the
like,
time, you're you like, can... you can look at the internet?
Dude, when the iPhone came out, there wasn't even a GPS. Like, there wasn't, like, a map program for it. It, like, that came later.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was just a touch. It was basically like those old like PDAs that people carried around. It was basically just a fancier. It was one of those that could make phone calls. Essentially,
yeah, it made it. Yeah, exactly. The BlackBerry was king at the time, but this thing you could pretend to chug a beer. Or have a lightsaber fight with somebody else that had an original iPhone. Yeah. You know, like back when the apps were like not just doom scrolling.
Yeah.
Like it was just a simpler time. Like now I'm shackled by my need to like get the propaganda in faster. You know, it's like back then it was like, oh yeah, well I can do this. Like so cool. Like a Zippo lighter. Hey, look at that.
And so was this iPhone, this is the original iPhone, was it cryogenically frozen in cow mucus until now? Because like, did we discover what the cure was for this iPhone?
It's virus free. What have they done? It's cow mucus.
Whatever they give it, they definitely put a microchip in it.
All right. Well, That about does it. So let's go back and let's do a little what did we learn this week, but instead let's try and figure out tattoo ideas for all of our stories, starting with your ad life being a lot better with CGI inserted advertisements.
I
got it.
Yeah, okay, go
you get
it.
A blank space on your arm, and then people can just overlay whatever tattoo idea that they want on you, so that way when we're wearing our goggles and we don't actually see the real world anymore and everything is inserted, you'll be able to have other people will have whatever tattoos you want on them.
That's
for me, it'll
brilliant.
Just be dicks on everything. It'll be hilarious.
Not erect, though.
Floppy dicks.
Yeah.
Florida floppy dicks. That one's for Siege.
That's brilliant. By the way,
so I don't know what that tattoo looks like for the ad generated, but that's it. You know, Formula One's been doing it for a long time where they've had green screens. They just paint an area green and then they have the same camera track.
Yeah.
And they can just put on whatever ads that they want.
Oh,
there.
They do it in like
MLB?
Premier League and soccer now, too.
They do it in Premier League? I didn't know that. That's crazy.
I got so tripped up by the. You know the advertisements that they put behind the goals on the ground that are like super close
the perspective.
To the goal. They look they make them their perspective, and so like that way when the player actually runs over the end line and over the advertisement, they don't have to
they
like,
warp
jump
space
over
time.
A stanchion.
Yeah.
They like you're like, whoa, it is going like how did this guy just run through this thing? And then if you were looking
he's
at it
from, fourth dimensioner.
When you were looking at it from the field level, it's just like a flat piece of tarp or something like that that's had the thing. I was very shocked when I learned that that's what those were. So I'm getting one of those tattooed on my body.
Oh, dude, that would be so awesome from afar. It looks like you've got like a thing standing up off your body.
Yeah.
And then someone comes to like poke you and they're like, how does this work?
It's a penis, obviously.
Yeah, it's erect from afar.
From afar. Oh.
I don't really know what to do about the cow lubricant one other than the emoji we discussed, so we'll just leave it at that.
And
maybe a farmer with a smile on his face. Like
he's a new scientist.
I didn't do new math, right? So that's the key.
Yeah.
And then, we didn't talk about this European Space Agency one. It's so good, but I'll put it up as a short on the feed, on the pod
perfect.
Feed, so you can hear it, because I really like that. Wait, hold on. You know what? I'll just put it here. Hold on. I'll put it here.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Well, the European Space Agency unveiled a plan to build a solar farm for collecting energy, but to do it in space. Then beam the collected power back down to Earth using microwaves. Oh, boy. Don't tell the 5G conspiracy people, their nipples will explode. It does, however, bring up a good point. If it's gonna be worth it, it has to be, like, so much energy you're sending back. And then what if some, like, evil supervillain took control of the device and just started zapping people with it? Like a magnifying glass in the sky cooking little ants back on Earth. Well, finally, maybe your tinfoil hat will save you. Or maybe actually it would cause you to cook more thoroughly. Oh, it turns out the brain meat is the tastiest part of the human. You can eat these things like lobsters. Pass the butter. That's right, Kooks, you heard it here first. The European Union is coming for your brain meat.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I don't know why. That makes me so, I don't know. It just makes me very happy.
How about the freezing the dead?
Dude, we got Jack-O-Lantern Ted Williams pitching his own head.
Hey, can I get either that or on the other side a warehouse worker with a baseball bat? Like, can we get like matching tattoos yes. for that? Or are you like?
Yeah, I like the idea of not having our tattoos fight each other, but having them play with each other.
Cooperative.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It used to be like playing FIFA. I would never want to play FIFA against. This is pre playing online. Yeah. Never want to play FIFA against people. I always wanted to be collaborative, yeah. be on the same team,
dude. I'm
because
the
then
way.
No one ever rage quits.
Yeah,
like no one's ever like you don't win four in a row and your friend hates the experience. It's like
that's
you
how
lose together.
Me and times. My buddy Bryce are both terrible at FIFA, but we both love to play FIFA, and so we yeah. always play on the same team together. And it reminded me, there's these, I read this thing on Reddit where this person was basically saying, like, I don't play, he's like, I will play these crazy long storyline video games, but I will play them on the easy mode because I want to actually enjoy my time playing this video game.
Yeah.
And instead of just like hating it every time I play it. And I was like, actually, right. that's a really nice, like I like to ride my bike a lot. And I got to a point where I hated riding my bike because every time I would go out, I would be like, I'm not as strong or as good as I want to be. And then my wife was just like, just go for a bike ride and be happy that you're riding your bike. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point. And yeah. I just realized that I can just do stuff for fun sometimes.
Yeah, just easy mode your life, man. Yeah. Like life is hard enough without adding more hard stuff to it.
Yeah.
And some people like love it. Some people love cracking that or proving that they're the best at something. But most people, there isn't an actual tangible reward for that. So just like chill.
Yeah. Just, well, and even chill. Like, even if you played FIFA on easy with your buddies for 10 hours, when you're 89 stepping into your mucus frozen pod at Alcor, nobody's going to be like, oh man, how good were you at FIFA though? It's like, who cares? Nobody cares. Only you care.
Except for the robots waiting to judge you. You only scored 84%. Hey, final question for you. What do you get tattooed for the iPhone at auction story? What's the tattoo there?
Oh, that's it's funny.
Headless Steve Jobs pitching Steve Jobs' head.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's, and instead of because it's Halloween season, instead of a pumpkin on his head, it's an apple.
Thanks for listening to Nerd Talk Plus. If you're here live, we really appreciate you doing that. It makes me look good at work or whatever and doesn't really do anything for Brandon whatsoever.
Nothing at all.
But also, you can subscribe to us on the social channel of your choice. That's not how you say that at all. You can subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app or on the it's not called iTunes anymore. Whatever. Find the app, subscribe. We really appreciate it. We're not here to discuss being right. We just want to giggle and have fun, which I think we did 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Congrats. Thanks, Brandon.
We're just a couple new scientists.
So do I take off my shirt now? Is that what happens? Or
I mean, preferably.
I want to go to nudescientist.com now. Don't do that on my account, anybody.
Oh, no. It's a nude scientist on the Coke can in my show.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you know what we're not doing, Brandon? It was so popular last week. At the end of the show, we're going to come back around and we're going to do this. I want to know, I like loved the idea and it sounded great and we got some good feedback on it from the millions of people that listen to this, about tattoo ideas for each of these stories or whatever. Question of the week, right? Like we're going to have to come back, and it's obviously Ted Williams' head being pitched four-seam fastball.
It's
like
it's headless Ted Williams pitching his head as a four-seam fastball.
And since it's Halloween season, we'll have a jack-o'-lantern on top. So.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not getting a cow mucus tattoo. Full stop.
Cow's like slimy mouth. That's what you're getting, like.
It's that emoji, the drooling emoji that everybody uses for like horny people, but it's just a cow's face instead.
Yeah, that horny cow face. That's great.
Hey, when did they come out with that horny cow face emoji? Oh, I bet you you know how like they came out with like on iPhone, like you can do the emojis of different emojis. Yeah. Maybe you can do the horny cow.
Yeah, you use like the turd or something like that. Yeah, and then it's like there's a dragon in there.
Yeah.
Which one do you use if you were going to use a one of those, which one would you use?
Well, I think that there's a cow one, and so now I'm definitely going to try to recreate the horny cow one.
Yeah, yeah. Let's please do that. Hold on, I'm going to try and text you and see what happens, because if that exists, then...
Yeah,
okay,
then we
Brandon,
have to do it.
And then...
Okay, where do I go? The memojis?
Wait, I don't want...
There's a cow one.
Yeah, okay, the cow. I'm with you.
I don't see the cow drooling, unfortunately.
Wait, how do I... Oh, wow, it's talking. Hi. I don't know how to get to the thing that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, nope. But I'm having fun with this. Oh, there's an octopus.
Here's Ted Williams' head.
Oh, I'm hit by a baseball bat. Oh, dear.
Home run. I can get a crying cow. I can get a lot of emojis recreated with this cow's face, but I unfortunately can't get horny cow. It's like, what's that? There's a company that makes ice cream, I think, that's like low calorie ice cream called Skinny Cow.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for Horny Cow now. That's the lube company. There you go.
Oh, I'm making faces like a kitty cat. Meow,
this
meow,
is
meow.
Great radio.
I don't give a crap. All right. Oh, I didn't blank it out. Dang it, Brandon. Close your eyes. Don't read this next one, okay? You could like just scroll away, actually.
Oh, okay. I don't have to close my eyes. Okay.
Some nerd at auction paid an obscene amount to buy an unopened original iPhone from back in 2007, like the first generation. And I got to be honest with you, when I first saw the headline against Moto.com, I thought it seemed very low. Have you seen the number already?
Of how much they paid for the phone?
Yeah. At auction.
For like an original iPhone?
Yeah. So you didn't see the amount?
No.
Okay, good. So what do you think, like, you know, people spend $9 million on an unopened Super Mario Bros. Or whatever, you know, that was in a drawer from someone bought it for their kid at Christmas and then forgot to give it to them or whatever.
What do you think the original iPhone from 2007 went for at auction?
Well, I remember that time you brought a story to me about how somebody had bought an entire T-Rex skeleton, and it was for like way less money than I thought it would should have been for. It was for like
$750,000. I think it was $4 million, but you're like, $4 million? It should be $400 million.
Yeah, you'd think like an entire dinosaur skeleton for $4 million. So it can't even be like an unopened iPhone from 2007. Can't be anywhere near that. $200,000.
$39,000 someone's paid for an unopened original iPhone.
What do you do with that? Like, what do you do with this thing? Like, I mean, even like it does. That's not very much money. I obviously guess higher, but it also seems like way too much money.
And that's just it. Is it's not the right amount for it to matter. It's like
right.
Like you could buy a fully loaded Subaru Outback for that, or you could get an iPhone in a box that's never been opened. And it like I don't even think that like. What did we have back then? 3G or something like that? Or were they even using 3G back then? Like it wouldn't even operate today.
Yeah, I don't even think like just regular old like LTE cell phone. Like you were talking to your friends on your 2007 iPhone, and your friends were on like whatever was before the Razr, like the original Motorola Razr. So like these were on. We are not the same. Like I remember having a Nokia, you know, little play in the brick buster on my little phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And like my friend was like looking at the internet very, very slowly in junior high.
But it seemed like at the speed of light, right? It
at
was
the
like,
time, you're like you can look at the internet.
Dude, when the iPhone came out, there wasn't even a GPS. Like there wasn't like a map program for it. It like that came later.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was just a touch. It was basically like those old like PDAs that people carried around. It was basically just a fancier. It was one of those that could make phone calls, essentially.
Yeah, it made it. Yeah, exactly. The BlackBerry was king at the time, but this thing you could pretend to chug a beer, or have a lightsaber fight with somebody else that had an original iPhone. Yeah. You know, like back when the apps were like not just doom scrolling.
Yeah.
Like it was just a simpler time. Like now I'm shackled by my need to like get the propaganda in faster. You know, it's like back then it was like, oh yeah, well I can do this. Wow. Like so cool. Like a Zippo lighter. Hey, look at that.
And so was this original iPhone, was it cryogenically frozen in cow mucus until now? Because like did we discover
without its head, what
the cure was for this iPhone?
It's virus free. What have they done? It's cow mucus.
Whatever they give it, they definitely put a microchip in it.
All right, well, That about does it. So let's go back and let's do a little what did we learn this week, but instead let's try and figure out tattoo ideas for all of our stories, starting with your ad life being a lot better with CGI inserted advertisements. I got it.
Yeah, okay, go.
You get a blank space on your arm and then people can just overlay whatever tattoo idea that they want on you. So that way when we're wearing our goggles and we don't actually see the real world anymore and everything is inserted, you'll be able to have other people will have whatever tattoos you want on them.
That's
for me, it'll
just
be dicks on everything. It'll be hilarious.
Not erect though.
Floppy dicks.
Yeah.
Florida floppy dicks. That one's for Siege.
That's brilliant. By the way,
so I don't know what that tattoo looks like for the ad generated, but that's it. You know, Formula One's been doing it for a long time where they've had green screens. They just paint an area green and then they have the same camera track.
Yeah.
And they can just put on whatever ads that they want.
Oh,
there.
They do it in like
MLB
Premier League and soccer now too.
They do it in Premier League. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
I got so tripped up by the you know the advertisements that they put behind the goals on the ground that are like super close
the
to the goal. They look they make them their perspective, and so like that way when the player actually runs over the end line and over the advertisement, they don't have to
jump
over
space-time.
A stanchion.
Yeah.
They like you're like, whoa, it is going like how did this guy just run through this thing? And then if you were looking
he's a fourth dimensioner.
I mean, you were looking at it from the field level, it's just like a flat piece of tarp or something like that that's had the,
yeah.
the thing. I was very shocked when I learned that that's what those were. So I'm getting one of those tattooed on my body.
Oh, dude, that would be so awesome from afar. It looks like you've got like a thing standing up off your body.
Yeah.
Then someone comes to like poke you and they're like, how does this work?
It's a penis, obviously.
Yeah, it's erect from afar.
From afar. Oh.
I don't really know what to do about the cow lubricant one other than the emoji we discussed, yeah. So we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. And
maybe a farmer with a smile on his face. Like
he's a new scientist.
I didn't do new math, right? So that's the key.
Yeah.
And then, we didn't talk about this European Space Agency one. It's so good, but I'll put it up as a short on the feed, on the pod feed, so you can hear it, because I really like that. Wait, hold on. You know what? I'll just put it here. Hold on. I'll put it here. Nerd talk,
talking about nerd talk, yeah! Well, the European Space Agency unveiled a plan to build a solar farm for collecting energy, but to do it in space, then beam the collected power back down to Earth using microwaves. Oh, boy. Don't tell the 5G conspiracy people, their nipples will explode. It does, however, bring up a good point. If it's gonna be worth it, it has to be, like, so much energy you're sending back. And then what if some, like, evil supervillain took control of the device and just started zapping people with it? Like a magnifying glass in the sky cooking little ants back on Earth. Well, finally, maybe your tinfoil hat will save you. Or maybe actually it would cause you to cook more thoroughly. Oh, it turns out the brain meat is the tastiest part of the human. You can eat these things like lobsters. Pass the butter. That's right, Kooks, you heard it here first. The European Union is coming for your brain meat. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk,
yeah! I don't know why. That makes me so... I don't know. It just makes me very happy. How about the how about Freezing the Dead?
Dude, we got Jack-O-Lantern Ted Williams pitching his own head.
Hey, can I get either that or on the other side a warehouse worker with a baseball bat? Like, can we get like matching tattoos yes. for that? Or are you like,
yeah, I like the idea of not having our tattoos fight each other, but having them play with each other.
Cooperative.
I don't like that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I it used to be like playing FIFA. I would never want to play FIFA against. This is pre playing online. Yeah. Never want to play FIFA against people. I always wanted to be collaborative, yeah. be on the same team,
dude. I'm
because the same then way. No one ever rage quits.
Yeah.
Like no one's ever like you don't win four in a row and your friend hates the experience. It's like.
That's
you
how
lose together
me and times. My buddy Bryce are both terrible at FIFA, but we both love to play FIFA, and so we always play on the same team together. And it reminded me, there's these I read this thing on Reddit where this person was basically saying like, I don't play, he's like, I will play these crazy long storyline video games, but I will play them on the easy mode because I want to actually enjoy my time playing this video game.
Yeah.
And instead of just like hating it every time I play it. And I was like, actually,
right.
that's a really nice, like I like to ride my bike a lot. And I got to a point where I hated riding my bike because every time I would go out, I'd be like, I'm not as strong or as good as I want to be. And then my wife is just like, just go for a bike ride and be happy that you're riding your bike. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point. And I just realized that I can just do stuff for fun sometimes.
Yeah, just easy mode your life, man.
Yeah.
Like life is hard enough without adding more hard stuff to it.
Yeah.
And some people like love it. Some people love cracking that or proving that they're the best at something. But most people, there isn't an actual tangible reward for that. So just like chill.
Yeah. Just, well, and even chill. Like, even if you played FIFA on easy with your buddies for 10 hours, when you're 89 stepping into your mucus frozen pod at Alcor, nobody's going to be like, oh man, how good were you at FIFA though? It's like, who cares? Nobody cares. Only you care.
Except for the robots waiting to judge you. You only scored 84%. Hey, final question for you. What do you get tattooed for the iPhone at auction story? What's the tattoo there?
Oh, that's... it's funny.
Headless Steve Jobs pitching Steve Jobs' head?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's, and instead of because it's Halloween season, instead of a pumpkin on his head, it's an apple. Nerd talk,
Talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Thanks for listening to Nerd Talk Plus. If you're here live, we really appreciate you doing that. It makes me look good at work or whatever and doesn't really do anything for Brandon whatsoever.
Nothing at all.
But also, you can subscribe to us on the social channel of your choice. That's not how you say that at all. You can subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app or on the it's not called iTunes anymore. Whatever. Find the app. Subscribe. We really appreciate it. We're not here to discuss being right. We just want to giggle and have fun, which I think we did 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Congrats. Thanks, Brandon.
We're just a couple new scientists.
So do I take off my shirt now? Is that what happens? Or
I mean, preferably.
I want to go to nudescientist.com now. Don't do that on my account, anybody.
Oh, no. It's a nude scientist on the Coke can in my show.